Hey, this is Cherry. We're talking The Terror. Tonight, we're focusing on Lady Silence, the carnival, and lead poisoning and food. Those 1845 men are partying like it's 1845!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
But I send fire
so appropriate.
That is so appropriate. This episode was, as they say, fire. So what did you guys think about it?
Baby. What's up, Aaron?
All right, you
How
guys.
You doing?
Well, yes.
Go ahead, introduce yourself, girl.
Thank you.
Let the people know who you are.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards.
Hey, everyone. My name is Danny Royce.
And this is Cherry, and I am sort of filling in today, and we're talking about tonight's episode, and it was a little zany. I mean, they are ice cold, hot, crazy, partying freakazoids up there on the pole.
This episode, it was a lot going on in this episode, but it was actually one of my my favorite episodes thus far. We had so much going on as far as with the creature, with Lady Silence becoming silent for real. Like, and we had just the carnival. Everyone had a little fun, got cut very short. But yeah, it was just a lot going on this episode. It was entertaining, though.
Yeah, this was a good episode. I think usually, you know, somebody dies. And outside of, like, the monkey, we didn't have too much death this time.
Oh,
so
poor
monkey. I know. But I thought they were going to eat that monkey. And he was getting so skinny, though. So
yeah,
I think
he was too skinny.
Sometimes you got to take one for science. So yeah, overall, I loved this episode. It was very good. It was dark. I mean,
it's
like every week, right. I'm like, they're going to end up dead. It's always a little depressing. But it was a very good episode.
It was good, and it was dark. But I guess at that time period of the year, it's not a lot of sunlight. So I couldn't even see what everybody was doing. But, you know, let's talk first about Lady Silence.
Yeah.
I did not know we were going to see her this episode. And I was surprised when she kind of dropped a little knowledge about the shaman.
Yeah. I think we saw her character become, like, more prominent in this episode. And kind of, like, her responsibility. She took the responsibility that her father left. And when she was calling for the creature, like, you can see the terror in her face. Like, she had no idea, like, who can control this creature. And I don't know, what do you ladies think? Why do you need to take out your tongue? What do you think that's all about?
Well, I'm not sure, because part of me was like, okay, maybe the creature didn't like hearing all that noise. I'm just going to keep it 100, because I think the creature was like, look, I brought you a seal, now you know, you on with the yelling and stuff. So I wasn't sure if that was, like, self-inflicted, or if it was the creature, because the creature was there. So maybe the creature was like, look, we don't do this, and that's not how you worship me, and took her tongue. So I don't know, and I think part of it is, I don't know, there's so many different ways that the story could go.
That's
with
crazy,
it.
Yeah.
Because to me, I'm like, one, is it self-inflicted? And two, if it isn't, because the creature is like, okay, now that you know you can call me and you have some powers, you can't tell nobody. That's kind of an interesting, you know, so it's kind of an interesting twist to see, you know, because she couldn't barely communicate with them when she was talking. So now it's like, that's going to be interesting to see where that goes.
And it's interesting, definitely. But on another, like, level, I guess, you know, just that silence and the shaman, you know, you're controller of the spiritual and world. And so I guess just to have dominion over him, you have to cut your tongue out. I don't know. We'll see. The father did the same thing. So
yes, and well, I kind of thought it might be a male issue where shaman are usually men.
Right.
And maybe that was why when the polar bear spirit monster creature came up, she was a little hesitant. And it was so dark in that particular scene, I could not figure out what the heck she was eating.
Yeah, it was a seal, for sure.
We did have to go back, because at first I was like, did they leave a dead person on the road? Because, I mean, I'm just going to tell you guys, people go crazy, they're in the dark, like, sooner or later, the animals and the people are going to probably get eaten.
That's what I'm saying.
So every week, I'm like, is this that week? And so I was like, why is she, you know, and another thing about that scene, to the terror writers that I was curious about, like, I mean, I know there's sushi and stuff, but I didn't understand why she had to eat the seal raw because then she lit a fire. I was like, couldn't you have grilled your seal meat? I mean, I really thought this. I
don't understand.
I mean, it was very gory. It was very well shot. Like, it was amazing. It was very well shot. But I was just like, well, if you have a fire right there, why are you eating it raw? Like, I know you're hungry. I know maybe they didn't feed you.
And, sashimi, girl. Sashimi.
And also, I know, hopefully, she didn't eat any of that bad tin meat. Oh, so yeah. maybe she's trying to fight lead poisoning or something. So I don't know. But that part, it didn't throw me. I mean, it was very well shot. But then, you know, so I was like, oh my gosh, she's so hungry. She's eating the seal. And then she lights a fire. And I'm like, you could just cut your meat. Right.
But then I thought, sometimes when you watch some shows with people doing witchcraft or
voodoo,
that's what it is, a ritual, they have to eat a raw liver or something from a creature to call.
Right. That could be true.
And I thought that might also be what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
I know that the shipmen are saying, oh, well, we're going to go hunting. I was like, dude, those people lived there for thousands of years. Obviously, there's food around throughout the year. You have to look for it harder.
Of course.
But you guys don't seem to.
And that's another thing. I was like, y'all might have, you know, I don't know why this isn't like a suggestion in the meetings. Like, we're counting our potatoes. Nobody's like, okay, maybe I can go kill a seal or something.
Nothing.
Or let me leave. Maybe I can't actually kill a polar bear or whatever. And then as a side note, Terror, I love, okay, don't get it twisted. I love this show. I love it, love it, love it. And I think it's very, the cinematography is 98% mostly amazing. But I have a little issue with finally seeing the creature and it just looks like a polar bear with bad makeup.
I'm sorry.
What was that? I was like, because the whole time I was looking like, that's not even a creature. She just called another polar bear. That's what I thought. And I'm like, and this polar bear is just not very cute on the face. Because I was like, what? I was like, this is BBC. Y'all got money. Y'all could do better, is all I'm saying as far as how the monster creature is looking. But maybe next episode we'll see him again and he'll look more grandiose. Because I was like, he basically looks like a polar bear. So how is he snatching up? I don't know. It just, his whole face.
Crazy.
I was not feeling it. I was like, nah. So we'll see what's going on with him next week. Because this is like a pretty grand creature. So I'm going to expect you guys to bring it.
I didn't expect them to show the creature so early in the season.
I was expecting basically a polar bear with no nose. It's like a polar bear on steroids.
Right, pretty much. It's like, but yeah.
If he was chasing, you know you'd run.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think I wouldn't run, but I would be like, a polar bear is chasing me, but his nose is messed up. I would just be like, okay, it's not that big of a deal.
I would be like Mr. Blanky,
the polar bear. You need to get a nose job, polar
exactly,
bear.
Exactly. That's what I'd be like.
Like, time out. Wait, what is this? fix that.
Thank you. I'd be like, polar bears' noses go out. That's what I would do. So that part, you guys.
Hearing Michael Jackson sneaking up on you know to run.
Okay, stop.
That's right. You're so funny. So let's talk about Fitzjames and Blanky. What the heck was going on with that convo?
That questioning was crazy. Well, he pretty much told us everything they went through, and what basically, as we see in the next episode, is what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, and pretty much picked up everything and kind of walked.
That book was full of lies.
Right.
telling people like, oh yeah, it's totally fun. Let's go explore it. It's cool.
Okay. Well,
and he was like, no.
Okay. Now, first of all, let's keep it 100. Like, if it's not like social media times that we are in now, okay, memoirs are bogus. Oh. And I think everybody knows that. So he wasn't like dropping science. But, you know, it's like, oh, wow, you mean it's not true? No, it's not true, of course. Like, have you met?
Was I really? Really?
Well, first of all, have you met him? Did you see how arrogant he was before he got eaten? You know what I'm saying? So why you believe anything he says?
I love that smirk he gave when he said, would you have done it? Like, cut off Sir John's head? And he was just sitting there like, he just thought about it. Yes, I totally would.
I loved the part when he was like, yeah, he didn't realize how close he came.
Right.
Because we had one more day of food and he was going to be the next day.
He was
going to
be that next day, right.
And so I loved that scene because it was a great way, because a lot of times when you watch, I mean, this show is just very well written, okay? So, yeah. I mean, I try not to, but occasionally I do watch bad TV. And so it's because there's so many times when you watch a show and as a writer, you know, you learn in class and whatever as a screenwriter, show, don't tell. And that was such a great way right. to kind of foreshadow what's going to come. Like, I think we all kind of know, or if you kind of are aware of what can happen when you're locked up in a place for a million years with no food, we all kind of have an idea what's going to happen to the people mentally. But to just go through what had happened on this other expedition mm-hmm. was just such a clever way to tie in kind of what the former late captain or whatever, what his, you know, what his mindset was even back then, what kind of person he really was, and kind of what could happen to these men if they don't get their minds right. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that it was just so well written, because otherwise it would just be somebody telling you, ah, this is what we gonna do. We gonna have a party and then we gonna march. And it was just very well, it was very well done. Right. I thought mm-hmm. just in a writing, you know, in a writing sort of capacity, it was just really good storytelling.
Yeah, it seems like sometimes the captains aren't always told everything. They leave it up to their number two, number five, right. the lower classes, and they're like, la-di-da-da, everything's fine, because they're still looking good. They're still eating good, so right. everybody else is the one that's having issues. But that carnival looked like something out of Eyes Wide Shut. They were freaking really hard.
That carnival was fun, it looked like.
Okay. That carnival was so interesting, because I loved the concept of it, but the whole time I'm looking like, who's going to hook up with Mr. Hinkley? Because it seemed a little bit on the cuff. And so I was like, huh, okay, well, we all going to get drunk, and who knows, because we're all men here. So, yeah, right. it was that whole carnival thing. But it was a brilliant idea. I really think it was a good idea.
That's why 8 was so far away from the ship. I don't think really normally the... It was just the enlisted men, so they can just go cray cray, and that's right. also why they wear the mask.
Right,
but
right.
you don't know.
Yeah. Right, what? Right, and that just added such a sense of festivity to
don't
it,
ask,
and
tell.
It was
don't
it was
ask,
so great. Tell. Yeah, it was really good.
It yeah, was, it was really good. And it was like I said, it was a short moment for everyone to just kind of relax and get things out of their minds, and just kind of remember and bring home here or where they were. And it just didn't last long at all. I was waiting just for the creature to attack, honestly, and just start. I was like, where is it? It's coming from somewhere. But yeah, as we talked before, the monsters that are coming out of these, you know, the men, it's their mind. These are the monsters that are going to defeat them. I don't think necessarily the creature.
And yeah. lead poisoning, so that doesn't help either.
That definitely doesn't help.
Oh my gosh. But I mean, there are so many interesting storylines here, because the whole thing about, okay, yeah, that's why he was a cheap bidder. Like, you know what I mean? Can you imagine stranded someplace and you're like, oh my gosh.
Right.
Okay, these people just sent me bad food. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, I can't yelp how horrible they are right now. So it is just like, you just stuck with like lead poisoned meat. And it's like, and if no one finds you, no one will ever hold them accountable. Like, there are just so many things. It's like, man.
That's terrible.
Well, they did have fun, but, and speaking of that, if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those of you who do, have we got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by her, AfterBuzz TV founder, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be a better person in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us. Right here.
Who sent you? Tanner.
All right. Conversation with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Now, check it out. Check it out, folks.
Uh-huh. I do every Friday. This Friday, they were talking about how your health and how you're eating can affect your breast cancer. And so my gosh, I need to eat a heck of a lot more healthier than I do right now.
I know, right? I can't even go there with how badly I eat.
Speaking of eating, eating's not doing too good on the ship. And
they're starving.
And the poor monkey, I felt bad for the little guy.
Me too, but he could have had a worse death.
But I did you hear him down there? He's like,
bad.
He was running into the wall.
I felt bad for him. I was oh my gosh. Like, lead poisoning really does the most.
Right. It was to a monkey, right? It was like,
that's
rabies.
Scary. Yeah, that was really a frightening scene. But it was so interesting. The conversation between the surgeon or Mr. Good Sir
yeah.
and Dr. Petty
Stanley.
Dr. Stanley, yeah.
And he's like, okay, leave it with me. And so you kind of am like, okay, what are these pompous guys? What is he going to do again? Here they go. You know, it's always somebody in higher rank that's going to let you go crazy to the very last moment. Like, this is, you know.
Or, yeah,
but it was an interesting dialogue between those two.
Right.
It was interesting.
He always has an issue with, like, you know, them calling him Dr. Good Sir. You know, and I was just thinking, okay, what is he going to do? Is he going to just claim this, like, his own finding? Is he going, you know, but... He burned it with him.
Yes. He went mad.
Wow.
And he burned all the food, all the alcohol. And it's like, dude, if you want to kill yourself, fine.
Wait, see, you know what? I was a little confused by the end. Okay, was that Mr. Hickey that was pouring as well, or was that just the doctor?
No, I think that was just the doctor.
Okay, because they kind of like had the same kind of long come. Like, is that Hickey?
Yeah, at first you couldn't really tell who it was. I was like, why is
And I was like,
and then when they showed his face, I was like, wow, that's a doctor. And it kind of made sense to an extent. I didn't understand really why he killed himself, but I was like, okay. I mean, it kind of makes sense because you're never going to really convince them to give up that food. So it kind of, I was like, wow, okay.
Right.
That kind of makes sense.
Killing himself and everybody else. I don't think he realized not everybody was there, per se.
Right.
But, you know, with so many people dead now, they have more food to last. And they'll be able to eat the salted food.
True.
You know, silver lining.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so he wanted everyone before they went mad to die. Okay,
yeah, because that was him that tied the tent. Because
they know what lead poisoning...
Exactly.
Even back then, they knew what lead poisoning does
could
to people,
do.
Which is
drive you mad.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was... He was, took suicide for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I don't even think I totally grasped that at the end.
Right, it was just like a lot going on.
I knew he set the food and stuff and himself on fire, but I think I wasn't really clear that he was trying to necessarily kill everybody. But, oh, wow, okay.
Because, like, he...
I saw him tie the things, but I think I wasn't the way it was shot. I couldn't really tell that he was tying them in. I thought he was tying all the food together so all that would burn and that they would run. That's what I really thought. And then he just killed himself so he wouldn't have to explain it or whatever is what I was thinking. But now it kind of makes more sense too. Yeah. If he's like, okay, we all die together in this fire, you know.
I would be mad as hell. Like, how are you going to decide that for me?
The alcohol so it would all go against
I'm like,
the,
just let me know if the food is tainted. Don't try to kill me. I'm not trying to be trapped in there.
Well, you know what? I mean, I don't know because I think that, you know, kind of like what I was saying earlier, I think, you know, there does come a point where you're like, in any sort of dark situation, how do I want to die? You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, like, I mean, not that I've really thought this through, but fire is not a great way to go, but like going crazy and your friends eating you. That seems worse.
Yeah,
so I'll be like, okay, I'll go up in flames, dude. Like,
I get it, but at the same time, like, you know, there could be survivors. You just can't. This him for to decide that for everybody was kind of bogus. I'm not.
Well, yeah, and the part of me was like, is he already crazy? That's what I thought too. I was like, how much of that tin meat has he been eating? Because he might already be losing his thing.
They already lost their mind because some of them already had the black gums, and that was when Mr. Good Sir, Good Sir, was looking and he was like trying to remember, like he knew something, but he couldn't remember exactly what it was, which is why he was experimenting with the
money. And actually, now that you say that, that ties in, I think now it makes more sense too, the scene he had with the other soldier that came to him. And he's like, well, you know, I'm a doctor of medicine. He's like, you know, go and have fun. So probably to him, this was evidence that they were already starting to go crazy.
Oh, definitely. That was Mr. Collins that came in because he was losing it. Yeah. But I kind of thought, at the beginning, I thought he was just like dismissing it, you know, and just kind of saying, okay, whatever. I'm not really, you know, you're just going crazy.
I thought too.
I thought you were just dismissing the fact that
he accepted it, but kind of like how people had been doing with Captain Francis. Like you hear the bad, but you're like, oh no, I want to believe something else for whatever your own personal gain. Mm-hmm. And so initially that's kind of what I thought too. He's like, well, let me figure this out. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
That's what we figure out. And I hope everyone who's watching remembers to subscribe to us. And, of course, to give us 5 stars,
yeah,
thumbs up.
On iTunes,
Because we love talking about the terror.
Yes.
Yeah. And comment and tweet all that.
Yeah. Yes. Let us know what you think about this episode. It's crazy.
And Danae Washington was asking, do we think the ship is haunted?
That's a good one. Personally, I don't believe the ship is haunted. Is it haunted by them going mad? Yes, but I don't think like any spiritual. Only spiritual thing I believe is like involved is the creature. But I guess we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't think it's haunted. I think the men are losing their minds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So to me, and I think I've said this like from the beginning. I've always wondered is. You know, I mean, we see Lady Silent, so I guess the creature really is real. But part of it, I think, some of that, their true demons is their in their minds.
In their mind, yeah.
And I think they all, you know, because of the lead poisoning, being trapped in such a closed space for so long and the darkness and stuff, I think they are going to go crazy. So while I don't think the spiritual creature actually seems to have, like, a whole plan.
Right.
So it doesn't really seem like a bear, you know what I mean? So I do feel like that.
Everything drawn out.
I do feel like there is some sort of, you know, psychic entity, which is taking this sort of demonic whack bear form. But I do think that, but I don't think that entity is haunting the
right.
ship.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about the walk. We got some clues that the walk was coming up with that book that the gentleman gave him. Called
Xenophon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The March of 10,000 Steps.
10,000.
Which I would totally skip on that.
No,
thank you.
No, I was like, that is good reading, son.
That is
and
good
you,
reading, right?
He gave you great advice. So here's a heads up. What are you going to pack?
Right,
you
exactly.
got a long walk coming. So what you going to do? And so, yeah, that scene was so touching and just so interesting. Because it's like, okay, yeah, how would you prepare for that kind of crazy journey?
Right.
Like, it could be your last and... You know, and you have to make it.
Like, you have to prepare mentally, not only physically, but also none of them are in the right state of mind, so it's going to be very interesting. And at the end, Francis said to everyone to pick up and leave. So as we saw, this 800-mile walk, there's a lot going to happen.
Yeah, and they started a lot earlier than they had originally planned.
A lot earlier. People are tired. People are hungry.
Breaking.
Right. I mean, we watch it, we just see, you know, we see a television show, but then, you know, you forget as people, like, wow, like, I would be, like, about to kill someone right now. Like, this situation is crazy. So you think about what you would do, and like you said, how would you prepare for that journey? It's crazy.
So I would, like to thank Danae Washington. Hey.
Danae.
Us today, which is totally awesome. We have a little bit of news and gossip about the show.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Now, where do you guys think the TV show has been filmed?
Canada, Europe.
I don't know, Greenland or something.
Surprise, surprise. It was filmed in Budapest.
Cool.
It's in a sound stage. And this is where the magic happens.
Nice.
They're saying that it's really cold and awful, but not as cold and awful as it would have been if they'd really been
on location.
Right, okay.
And part of the reason that it looks so dark when we're watching it is at that time... In that part of the world, it's 56 to 57 degrees Celsius, and it's 100% darkness.
100%.
Oh wow!
So could you imagine walking in that with no tennis shoes and no boots, none of the winter gear? I mean, I have a down comforter when I go home to Iowa, son.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
That's gonna be insane.
It's gonna be horrible.
Go ahead, sorry.
Especially that journey.
Yeah, I did find out a little bit of news. I was sick last week, so I don't know if you all cracked this news last week or not. But the actress that plays Lady Silence, Neve, Is that how you pronounce her? Meef. On the day that this was premiering, so it's not like breaking news, but the day that this show premiered, which was, I think, March 29th, she actually missed her first TV premiere because she was giving birth to twins. So that is so adorbs.
So
now, unfortunately, I totally Googled, so I don't know if it's a boy and a girl, two boys, two girls. I could not find that info, but if I do, I will keep you guys posted. But I was like, oh my gosh, she had twins.
That's
I don't know
awesome.
If she was pregnant under those furs this whole time when this was shot. I'm not sure.
I mean, they had a lot of furs, though.
She did have a lot of furs on, so maybe. But it was that was so cool. So congrats on her cute little bundles of joy.
Nice.
Oh my god, that is so cool.
And we also mentioned what that she's a singer.
She has a group, a band. Yeah,
Meef Nilsson and the Dear Children.
Yeah, so she is doing music. Big things personally and professionally.
Right. Go
Very
get
big.
It.
Yes, hopefully, yes. We'll sing her down on the Northern 40, as they say.
Yeah.
Now, I think we should talk about predictions for next week.
All right.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right,
predictions.
I'll let
go
you
ahead.
Go.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I always go first. Every show I'm on, I'm tired of going first.
All right, well, you know what? It's crazy. And this episode just threw a lot of curveballs. But I think with Lady Silence, we're going to see... I think she may start gaining control of this creature, or learning how to. And also, the men, we're going to see this 800-mile journey start playing out. And people are going to get angry. And people are going to go mad and start... I think there's a lot of turmoil and conflict that's going to happen within this ship, or within these men. And then hopefully, you know, we just see some people... survive, because I don't know there are going to be many.
All right. So, okay. Yeah. So I think, well, a couple things. One is, you know, I think originally, like the very first episode, I was like, I think three people going to survive. And
right.
They're just not going to tell anybody who they are. And they're like, their ancestors or, you know, their whatever, their future generations are kicking it with us right now. They might be here after us and we just don't know. But I do... One, I feel like Hinckley is going to do something treacherous because I feel like he's a treacherous person.
Yes.
And he's always kind of trying to scheme. So I do feel like he's going to do something kind of to, you know, because I think there might be, now that they're on foot, there might be a power struggle because they're going to have to rely on people who know the foot as opposed to, you know, no overland expedition. So I think there's going to be another power struggle for leadership. Lady Silence, I don't know. Her and that monster, I'm not feeling her controlling. Her dad didn't do that great of a job in controlling the monster. And I'm not convinced.
She's got a woman's touch, though.
Yeah. You know? She might be stank. I'm not sure.
Saying.
She might have an attitude with how they treated her. I don't know. But I do feel like the monster is going to start popping off people a lot quicker now that you're on foot.
Right.
It's easier to get at you. So I feel like people are going to start, I think the monster is going to come back. We're going to see him. Hopefully, he'll get a makeover. And he will be back. And he will, next week, I think he's going to take out more people.
Tumbak.
I totally agree with that. I think he's going to be picking them off like grapes off the vine.
Right. Every time he needs a snack, here you go.
And I think we'll see a little bit more forbidden love because, you know, those cold, dark nights, you know. Body heat. I'm not sure who's going to be
between
hooking
between
up
the
with
men or between the now actual silent Lady Silent.
Lady Silence is not feeling any of that.
Because men think quiet women are so attractive.
Just stop.
I feel like she is going to come up a few notches. She's... Mr. Good Sir was liking her. Mr. Good Sir was really liking her.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
When are you going to tell us about the wedding? So they might actually end up hooking up.
Yeah, he might be the only one that survives.
Yes.
And I am right on that. And then I almost think they were dropping clues that when the men abducted her, that they kind of physically accosted her. So I think this coming episode... The men that went and grabbed her the first time.
Oh, Armitage, the person that they didn't tell
on. They might finish the job, per se. because it's been a while since they've seen a woman. It's been like 2 years, I think.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's like they it's not like they have any respect for a native indigenous woman.
And that's only going to piss the creature off even more. So then you guys, just buy.
But they should be scary though. Like now that she came covered in blood with no tongue, I'd be like, you know what? Like, I'm not gonna take it. We good. Like,
800 miles. Let's go. Let's go.
She won't be able to tell.
She won't, but she crazy.
And like, have we ever seen the creature like kill like to eat? I've mostly just seen him just strategically kill them.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's doing. He's snacking and then he's like throwing the people back for like scary purposes.
It's like he's
so I'm not really sure what that creature is.
He's playing a game. I don't understand.
He needs some fava beans.
And that's the part, I mean, really, I'm hoping, like, I don't think this happens because I think they all die at the end, but I am hoping that like they're like, oh my gosh, there's a seal, we could kill it and grill it. Like, I don't see why.
Right,
I know you're British and you all that, but I don't see why y'all can't think of this. Like, that's one thing that's sort of frustrating. I was like, or at least maybe take those rats with them.
You can't eat rats.
Right. I'm saying nobody's grilled a rat yet, so they definitely could get those rats.
Get you a rat. Get you a barbecue rat.
Thank you. If they haven't all been grilled already in the fire, eat one of those rats because, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. I've eaten rabbit. It's not that big of a difference.
It's not that big of a difference.
When you grill it, put on some barbecue sauce, who knows?
Like, exactly. Who
knows, street food. Now, everybody, how can they find you and what shows are you guys on as well?
All right, you guys, my name is Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. You can catch me on the Barry After Show, which is earlier in the evening before this one. You can catch me on Deception, which is Wednesday night. Yay. And we have like the showrunner who's going to be there on Wednesday. So that'll be amazeballs. And, and then tomorrow is my final episode of Unreal, you guys. So if you like Lifetime, check me out there tomorrow evening as well.
Awesome. And I'm Danny Royce. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at I Am Danny Royce. You can check out everything that I'm doing right now.
And you can find me, Cherry_LA, on Twitter and Instagram, as well as my AfterBuzz shows, The Expanse, and, of course, with Erica on Deception. So we'll be seeing you on Wednesday, and you see me on Sunday and Monday nights. Cool. See you
guys. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Great week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.